Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Yes. Everybody, let me tell you, we have sat around and we were thinking about some things.
Yes.
And we recognize that if you really want to be in love, you can't be no punk. Okay?
Not at all. You got to be built for this.
Nope. You got to be battle tested. You got to be ready, right? And so when we hear people say silly things like, oh, I just fell in love, we go, how did you do that? Like, really? Like, how did you just fall into it, right?
Right.
How did it just happen upon you? You tripped and fell into love, right?
Right.
Well, we're trying to tell you that does not exist in real relationships. And we really want to knock out
strictly
that.
For the movies, people. Strictly
right.
For the movies.
You know, Disney did this to us. Let's just keep it real. You know, have you ever heard that where they say happily and they lived happily ever after? And then you're like, well, what the heck happened after that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? You know, you just talked about the good parts. You didn't say none of the stuff that we really go through in relationships.
Facts.
And gives us a jaded sense of reality. So I guess that brings us to our topic.
What's that now?
Our topic is today is love is not for amateurs.
Not at all. It's not for the faint of heart. Yes.
Nope. You can't be weak in this one. You better make sure you can move.
Come on now.
You know, you got to be ready in and out of season, as the Bible says, right? But like, seriously, you have to have thick skin. You have to be ready to really run this race, you know? And not everybody runs this race and runs it successfully, you know?
Because when you're saying amateur, like, I'm thinking about boxing, even though it's a dying sport. Everybody's all about MMA now, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But like, so amateur is like, you're not getting paid for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're working your way up the ranks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then it goes to like maybe lightweight, welterweight, heavyweight. You know, you're trying to build up something.
Yeah. You go ahead. You're saying it so perfectly. If you think of the definition for it, and I just love, you know, I have to get to the root of the word, right? But an amateur, a person who is incompetent or inept at a particular activity.
Wow.
So if you hear amateur, part of the word is immature, right?
Mm.
So, you know, you're not ready. You're a bungler. You're a blunderer. You're incompetent. You know, you just aren't ready for the challenge,
yeah.
Right? And so it's not meant for just someone to play around with kid gloves, you know?
That's a very good point. It's a very good point because you're basically starting out and you haven't built anything. You have
right.
Nothing to stand on.
Exactly. And then you think you're going to walk in and just know it and navigate it?
There she go right there. I love her right there. I love you, girl.
No, and I love him. You know why? Because you know what? He's exactly what I dreamed of. He's exactly what I want to be. And you know, that's what I thought I wanted, you know, especially when I read that magazine, when I looked at that movie. That's what Johnny Depp did. That's what, you know, Tom Cruise did, right? That's what Idris Elba did, right?
You know, when you're saying that, remember back when you were a kid and you used to get those teen magazines?
Yeah.
You used to put them on the wall, like, remember everybody had like Kirk Cameron,
yeah,
Zach Morris, you know, different things like that.
Yes,
everybody
they did
on the wall.
Back then.
Word Up, all those magazines.
All of those magazines.
So they have it all on the wall, and they'll be looking up at them, you know, hands up on your chin, like, I'm going to marry somebody just like him.
Yes.
No, and you don't know this man. This is a picture in the magazine.
Exactly. It was a dream. It was like literally a fantasy. But we want to bring you back to reality, right?
Do, 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 do.
And the whole purpose of that is so that you can grow and develop into, you know, like my husband said, you want to move up so you're in the ranks a little bit. You want to make sure that you're ready for the challenge, right? I want to share something with you guys. This is like so dope, okay? I don't know if you all know, there was a poet and her name is Rainier Maria Rilke. Okay, now listen to this. I'm gonna say these words, and these words were written nearly 100 years ago. You tell me, okay, to yourself, right? Because we're gonna all speak in sync. If you agree that it still applies today, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It says, lovers are those for whom no minute is like any other. People between whom nothing habitual takes place, just what is new, unprecedented, unexpected. In such connections, there exists an almost unbearable happiness. When we understand our lives correctly, we can slowly grow into such happiness by preparing ourselves for it. When we love, we must not forget that we are beginners, bunglers of life, apprentices in love.
Mm.
We must learn love, and that takes calm, patience, and composure.
Wow. Oh my goodness, that sounds so relevant today. Like, it sounds like it was just written.
Yeah, it's saying like, hey, you know what? You must learn love. It's not something you're just going to walk into, but you're so right. It's so relevant today. But you know, we still don't listen.
You know.
I mean, think about that. To be an apprentice in love. Ooh, I just love that. Like, you know, if you have an apprenticeship, you know, that's deep, you know? Like, like, what do you think of when you hear that? Like, I don't know.
Well, everything you just said had me looking at you and thinking of you because of the fact you're having a child, right?
Yeah.
And the old saying, you had to crawl before you walk.
Ooh.
So that's how I'm thinking about love. You have to crawl with this love before you can walk into it.
Oh, that's, you know, deep. What I mean? That's deep.
Like, that's exactly what I see when I'm thinking about, like, having to start from point A to get to point Y and Z. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You, there's so much in between. And that brings us to Me to We. Because remember, that's the whole reason we even came up with the name.
Yeah.
So many times people talk about the beginning of a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. They talk about the wedding day, right? And then, unfortunately, sometimes people talk about the end of a relationship or even a death. And we had went somewhere. I know we went to a funeral. And I know it sounds so dismal, but it's the truth. We went to a funeral. And we were looking at the headstone. And it was like, this person, sunrise, let's say at 19, you know, 58, and then sunset in 2013, right?
Right.
And we were looking at that, but there was this little dash in between. And we couldn't believe that represented life. You know, like, like, how do you just put that little dash there and you don't talk about everything in between? And so we wanted to talk about the transitions in life. And that's how we said, let's talk about getting from me to we. And this is what this whole podcast is about. We want to help you to get from an amateur, right?
Facts.
To a professional.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
We want you to be, seriously, we want you to get out that apprenticeship, you know?
I'm going to build you for it tough, people.
And that's right.
You're ready.
You have to be ready, because in order to combat what is coming to you in a relationship, in order for you to stand tall, stand strong, man, you got to know some new things. You got to be able to pivot, you know? And it's so important, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, am I saying that correctly, honey?
No, you're right. Because you got to be able to see the forest through the trees, as they say.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the prize, people.
That's right. And if you think of the definition of apprentice or apprenticeship, it says it's a position or an arrangement in which someone learns an art, okay? You want to learn, we're going to say the art of love, but learns an art, trade, or job under another, okay? And they then obtain apprenticeship, right?
Right.
So you need to learn under some people. You need to watch some other couples,
yes,
right?
Say that.
You know, am I speaking truth, honey?
No, you got to say that, because basically we don't know what we're not taught, right?
Exactly.
So we have to learn by interaction and kind of like seeing and gathering from other people what we want to put into our own relationships.
Exactly. And you can't go off of what you saw in your childhood.
Right.
You can't definitely go off of what you saw on TV, you know?
Oh, come on, hands down.
That'll get you in trouble.
I can't even trust Bill Cosby anymore.
Oh my God. I don't think anyone can at this point. But it's the truth. You know, like, it's so many people that say, you know, oh, I just fell in love. And they kind of fall in love with the act of love.
Yes.
Not really recognizing what it really takes, what it really pushes you to. And then that brings me to, like, literally in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Okay.
Give it to me. Come on.
I mean, it's said in every movie. It's said in every wedding. But I don't know that people really let it resonate. But it says love is patient. Mm. Love is kind.
Yes.
It does not envy.
Right.
It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Wow.
Now that's timeless.
That is, because every time you said a different word, I'm thinking about every movie I saw where the opposite happened. Your love should just speak for itself.
Exactly.
Like, when people see you and your mate and they see, like, the ooh and the eye, like, they just like, man, they look so in love.
That's so true, you know? And I want you to understand that real love is a mystery. Okay, it's the truth. It's a mystery. It's like a page turner in a really good book, and it takes time. You need to read every page. You don't want to skip. Mm. You don't want to miss the plot, right? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to jump all the way to the ending.
I don't want the cliff notes.
Right, because it's not gonna have the same meaning, you know, as it did before. And there's so many people that have made a number, okay, of painful and unsuccessful attempts to develop a sustained loving relationship, but they have failed miserably because they tried to jump ahead instead of really running the course.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't think that's bad as long as they learn from it, in my opinion.
Well, what if they learn to keep doing the same, like, bad stuff?
Oh,
well,
that's
know,
terrible.
Right. You know.
What's that? What's the saying where they say the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
Yeah.
Why would you put yourself through that?
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is, yeah, you're supposed to learn it, but what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to learn it. Go to see people that you admire their relationship. Now, keep in mind, some people show a filtered life. Some people are protective of their relationship. We're protective of a relationship. You're not going to have complete access to us because you want to know why. You should be married to us and you're not. And so we are. And so with that being said, there's certain things that you're just not going to have access to. And the only person who can and has the secret code is my spouse and vice versa. However, you should still be able to see their walk from afar. Right. You know, you should be able to see, you know, real love when you see it. You know, when someone is, when a mate and two mates are intimate with one another, when they love one another, you can feel that electricity, that connectivity, that into me see. You can see it, you can feel it, and you want to be around it.
Agreed. The best job training is on the job training, in my opinion.
And that's apprenticeship. Yeah. So you better make sure y'all get your apprenticeship in love, right? You know, let's not sit around and pretend like we know what we're talking about. Let's try and learn. You know, let's ask some questions. Love is to be learned and learned and learned and learned again. It's every stage, every season. It's something different to learn about your mate. And so that's what we're encouraging you to do. Encourage you to understand that fall into the details, okay? Right. Don't fall into love. Fall into the details.
Right.
Like, what is it about them that you really love, that's unique about them, that turns you on, that's sexy, that if when things are really, really tough, are they going to be there? You know what I'm saying? Can you walk and run through mountains with this person? And then when you feel like you're at your lowest moment, can you be naked and not ashamed and not be judged?
Yes.
That is real love.
Yes. Because I'm all about, like, what sets this person apart from any other person I said I love before?
Yes.
Like, how's Rhonda different?
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda is different in so many ways, people.
Yeah.
I love that my wife is so compassionate. I love how she loves other people and how she cares so deeply about those around her.
Oh,
and with less worry for herself. Like, cause that's the true definition of love, where you can give it and you don't expect to receive it back, especially the love of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love them unconditionally, good, bad, or in between. But, like, I'm so in love with this woman, people, that we're having another baby. That's how much love I have for this woman.
Yes, it is. Yeah, he was definitely made in love, all three of our boys. But, you know, that love came in with trial and error.
It did. It came over time. Like, we didn't just, like, if you think about it, we didn't like each other, right?
We said
that in the first episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, you had to go from A to B to C and so forth. So
exactly.
It's different levels to this, definitely.
It's different levels, right? And you guys, I'm telling you all to go back and listen to our episodes, the meaning of January 18th, and you'll understand. Like, we went through some things before we got to where we are now, but this is like that good season, right?
Right.
You know, this is the midpoint, but there's still much more to learn. I still learn new stuff about him every day. I was like, wait a minute, that happened? You never told me that. And he was like, yeah, I did. No, you didn't. But I love it, you know? And it's seriously, it's truly no limit to how much I can love him. And that's the fun part, discovering more things to love about your mate.
Yes.
And then also discovering the things you don't love about them, so that you can be prepared not to have this false reality of what love truly is.
Agreed. So since we're using the analogy of boxing, the one thing I do want to get across to people is don't throw in a towel so easily.
Ooh.
If you watch any boxing movie, you know when it gets to that one point in the ring or in the round where somebody's about to get knocked out, they're taking blow for blow, and they look like they're going to go down, their corner's ready to throw the towel in.
Yeah.
You can't be so easily ready to throw the towel in, because there's still more rounds to go.
Ooh.
There's still more fight in you to go.
Exactly.
So I encourage you and I pray for you that you know that what you have is a precious gift. If you say you truly love the person that you're with, know that it's a precious gift, because you can't just love anybody. And if you do love any and everybody all the time, you need to check yourself first.
Mm.
Because you're just throwing that word around. And those four letters are so powerful. and they are so strong, and they should only be used in the right way.
It should. It shouldn't be something, just like my husband said, that's just tossed about aimlessly, and it's for anyone, you know? Like, please don't do that. Like, it's an injustice to love.
Yes.
It's injustice to the meaning of love. Remember, God is love, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
you don't want to just be throwing that around like it's just nothing. It's real. It's deep, you know? And I want you to understand that it's so important for you to fight the good fight, right? Mm. And like my husband is saying, since we're using boxing when we're speaking of this, I'd love for you all to think of this anytime you think of this episode. But go to 1 Timothy 6:12, and it's perfect. I'm going to read the New King James Version. But fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, right? Mm. And you want to be able to say, like, I have run my race.
Yes.
You know, and I was perseverant. I got all the way to the end, right? Until God said it was over. Not man, not
Facts.
Contracts, not
Facts.
Prenups, not none of that, right? Those are all things that are superficial. That's why when we went into COVID, if your relationship was not strong beforehand,
yes.
and it wasn't built on something that was, you know, with substance, like some straight raw material, those relationships crumbled the quickest. And
it didn't last.
They couldn't last. And it's like, I can't be around you, but we said we were going to be married to be around one another.
Mm.
Really? Come on now, you know? And I'm not saying, like, sometimes things are unbearable, right?
Yeah.
There's some relationships that either can't make it because they weren't meant to make it. I'm not saying that. Not everybody's meant to be married. However, if you really wanted to be married, you have to push through some things.
Agreed.
And sometimes the things that we allow our relationships to be broken up over is not enough in the long run.
Trivial.
It is. And it's like, if you can't get through that, then you really didn't deserve to be married. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you didn't really deserve to go that long haul, right?
You didn't deserve love.
Oh,
wow.
You
don't deserve
deep.
Love if you're not going to fight for it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have to fight for it. It has to be something that is worth it to you. It must be the end prize. It must be the end goal.
Agreed. Because every day isn't rainbows and unicorns, people.
Yep,
you're gonna have to push through some things. You're gonna have to like my wife always says, you're gonna have to build some thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because hurt people, and sometimes you hurt the ones you love.
Yeah.
But then you gotta step back up and apologize for what you did and keep moving forward.
Yeah. And keep in mind this: hurt people, but broke people break people.
Oh.
Right. So we want to make sure that you don't just keep jumping from relationship to relationship.
Yeah.
And those type of people, they end up taking on pieces of the people that they were with, and they take it with them wherever they go, you know? And then they start breaking people, breaking things, breaking families until everything's broken and they don't understand how to put the pieces back together again.
Facts.
Mm. Can we give them some reasons why sometimes people literally find it hard to find relationships?
Okay. Teach the people.
Okay. Number one, fear of commitment. What
All
do you
day.
Say? You
All
agree?
Day. All day. Come on. If I've been me my whole life and I got to share me with you and then learn you and me. No, it can be hard, especially when you reach a certain age.
Yeah, but let's just keep it real. Modern dating, not like when me and you were dating.
Oh.
Modern dating, it is like become confusing.
Especially when you have so many options then.
You have so many options. So many people who are so readily available to give so much of themselves for so little, you know?
Wow.
And it's the truth. And then labels. Oh, my God. That brings us to number two, labels. People are afraid of labels because they feel like it's terrifying. Like, wait a minute. So you're saying we're what?
We're dating. All, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
We are? I mean.
When do we have that conversation?
Right. Then how do I know, like, you're the one? And then they're always looking at the other side of the grass,
right.
saying it's greener. And so labels are the second thing that bother people. And a lack of labels, you know?
True. You can take time. If you can take too much time and not get the label you want.
Right. Because there's uncertainty.
You can be a girlfriend for 10 years and like, I thought I was supposed to be a wife 5 years ago.
Right. And you're in husbands too. They're like, hey, I thought that's what we were building. And you're like, oh, no. And it's the uncertainty of a relationship, the uncertainty of a label is what can be terrifying to most people, okay?
Agreed.
So we got one and two, okay? Can I tell you the other one?
Come on.
Superficiality, okay?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we live in a Instagram selfie world.
Yeah, filtered world. And you have to agree that so many people are incredibly shallow nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, they look at the outward appearance and they build the whole relationship based upon how this person looks.
That's true.
You know, and looks fade, right?
I mean, just think about the apps. Like, you swiping right or left, whatever. I don't know how it works. But you're doing that based off what you see, yeah, not what you get.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, you know? And it's hard to look at those type of relationships because I can't see if a person is so shallow, they're see-through. Like, where's the substance? How, what are you going to build on that? Like, yeah, that stuff breaks so easily. So, again, that's our number three, superficiality. And please don't be shallow. Okay, remember Shallow Hal? You guys, that movie? Like, go back and watch that. If it's past your age group, go back and find it. Like, what was Shallow Hal? And you will see sometimes the people that make you the happiest don't look exactly the way you think they would be, right? Because looks fade. And I wouldn't base my whole relationship on skin and looks, because I'll tell you, this thing can't, your age can't even stand the test of time. Okay,
what's next?
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, the other one is walking out is easier.
It is.
Yeah.
I've got options.
Right.
And whatever you don't do, another person will. That's how they say.
And I can help you with that analogy because my dad would say this to me. My daddy would say, hey, you know, if this guy doesn't work out, there'll be another. He's just like the bus. In 15 minutes, there'll be another one around. And yeah, and so it would be easier. But I will tell you, you know, people would rather break it off than put in the effort. You know, it becomes challenging. It takes a lot of effort and hard work. And so they say, you know what? I would just rather like walk out. It's easier for me to walk out.
Rhonda, I read it somewhere where it was talking about how easy love should be.
Mm.
Like, no.
No, it's not
going to be.
No.
And anything that works, it doesn't come easy.
There you go. There you go. And I'm going to tell you this, and this is our last one. You guys should really like this one, okay? But there's an unknown, like, definition of what love is. Like, you don't really know love.
That's true.
So it becomes like this thing, and it's like, I don't know if I'm ready for it because I don't really know what it is. I've never experienced it. I've never seen it. I've never said it. Remember Married at First Sight?
I was just thinking about it.
You were thinking about that?
My man, I can't remember his name right now. But how he hasn't said it to anybody because he wants it to be so special, but it's probably because he doesn't even know what it is.
Right. He's put it so high on a pedestal that he made it something that's just unachievable.
Yeah, because he can't even tell his wife how to achieve it so that he can say he's married.
I mean, exactly.
So he can say that he loves her.
Exactly. Exactly. And so this unknown definition, it literally becomes, you know, honestly, love in this day and age has been dismantled because of our exposure to Hollywood, like we said earlier.
Yeah.
And then also these Disney movies and the little Disney princesses and he's going to sweep you away and all these other things. But that's not what it is. You know, like, what if you're just a strong female, right? And you need a strong male and you both need to be strong together, because we don't want half people here. We don't want, you know, people who are broke, you know, trying to build a relationship. You need to be whole all by yourself. They need to be whole all by themselves.
Yes.
And then that's how you get from me to we.
Amen.
You know? I mean, that's fair, right?
Come on, all day.
Well,
that's
good.
That's why we're here. That's why we are in this me to we.
That's right.
Man, that's, I found right, love in all the right places, people.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed this episode. We really wanted to go there with you because this means a lot to us, and we want you to grow and develop, but we want you to stop being amateurs, right? And we want you to get to some professional love, okay?
Step your game up, people. Get your weight class
up.
Yeah,
you better level up, baby, okay? Well, thank you once again for allowing us to tell you the truth.
And thank you once again for allowing us to tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth. So help me God. See you all next week.